Satnam, hello. Satnam, how are you? This is Guru Ravi.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Hello. Very good. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
And who else is here?
Kehar.
Hi, Kehar. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else? It's just us three girls. Oh, my goodness. Well, so we know Guru Ravi is coming. We know that for sure because she got talked into it by Yogi Bhajan.
Oh,
right?
I did. Yes, I did.
Do you want to tell that story?
Very excited. Yeah, in Tredicum, he told me a few times to come to Peace Prayer Day, and I was, you know, I kept getting online and looking at the prices for airfare and to stay and all of that, and it's like, I don't know. And then after a couple times, he said, when are you going to listen to me? So I just got online and just booked everything right there. And the very next day, I had the clients and students come in from seemingly out of nowhere buying things and scheduling treatments, and I got the exact amount that I had just spent on my trip. So.
Isn't that the most fabulous story? Is there any doubt who's in charge?
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Oh, man. So we're doing our best to keep up with him.
I know, gosh. Yeah, yeah, he has a lot of incredible direction.
Yeah, for sure, and arranging stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Is there anybody else with us?
That I'm
Guru Atma? Hi, Guru Atma. Anybody else?
Sadanam.
Hi, Sadanam.
Hi.
Anybody else? Well, I think everybody's packing their bags for solstice. That's what I think. Okay, so that's fine because I keep hearing this is going to be a big one. So... That'll be fine. Okay, so everybody please sit straight. Long deep breath. Rub your palms together a little bit. Eyes at the third eye point. Long deep breathing. And relax deeply within. And inhale to begin. Long deep breath. and begin heart breath. That is lung deep breath, exhaling from the heart. Really open your heart now. Now connect with one another. Who's on the line? Well, it seems to be a number of them on the line this morning. So who, they say we speak with one voice. There's a lot going on. And it appears as though there's a lot going on all over the world. They say that we have been talking about the changes of the Aquarian Age. He says that we have walked into, now, we have walked into the changes of the Aquarian Age. They're saying that they are volcanoes. They are definitely this oil situation. They say to keep an eye on this oil situation. They say it's not all that it's cracked up to be, it's more. He says, he says what you have are children playing with atomic bombs. That's the analogy. And he said that people, humankind, the people who have done this, have gotten close to cracking the code. Cracking the code. Cracking the earth. Okay, now let me just keep listening. I don't... Okay, so I'm saying, sir, but I don't want to say anything that alarms people. He says... I'm not going to repeat what he says. He says, forget it. He says, they have to know. Okay, so he says... that this oil situation is cracking the earth in ways that you could not possibly imagine. Mm. He says the depth of it, the breadth of it, the fault lines, the ley lines, he says they're all lined up. He said, of course, this has been forged in history for eons in order for the consciousness of humankind to wake up. Says you could not possibly wake up until, he says, until your consciousness is cracked. And he said they are now working on cracking our consciousness. And this is a component of it. He says that things are lining up. Planets, energies, rotations of the earth. Magnetic not exactly poles, but something like that, magnetic poles are lining up, he says, to create the perfect storm. He says it's time. It's time for Mother Earth to put her foot down. He's showing me like when children are about 2 or 3 years old, sometimes they will start railing on their mother. They will start hitting, kicking, screaming. He says, that's what you children have done for centuries. He says, now it is time for Mother to put her foot down. And you will see the... What you're going to see is the wrath that she has collected will... okay, will breed the... I'm just going to have to repeat this because they're not giving me whole sentences. So I'm just, and I can't tell if it's going to make sense or not. So here we go. It cannot breed the insentient beings to become aware of what has actually happened in the earth. The earth is much too huge an organism for anyone to understand, so please don't try to understand it. He says that would be fruitless. Instead, what he wants is to root ourselves deeply, deeply in the earth. He says you may already feel tremors. You may already feel uncertainty, unknowing. He calls it heartbreak. Heartbreak on a monumental scale. You may see hurt. You may see, at the same time, you may also see bliss. You may see total comfort in ways that you have never seen it before. He says, be present to all of it. He says, you stay in your seat of neutrality. What is Tata Shunya? You stay there. He says, that is the only way. He says, you have to understand that you are creating a lifeline. He says, what if somebody were drowning and you threw out a life preserver to them attached to a rope? He says, what if there was a fireman's brigade? He says, what if 3 or 4 of those people in the fireman's brigade just were too horrified by the situation and just went catatonic? He said there would not be the strength to pull the drowning person in. He says, you have to understand that you are the people in the fireman's brigade. You are dealing with those lines of light. You are dealing with those openness of carriers of light. He says this light is not an imaginary thing. He says it is most essential, but etheric, essential healing block, building block of the universe. He says if you discount it to only deal with the things that you see before your face, he says you've missed the boat. He says that level of creation is much too far down to get at the root cause. He says that's been your problem all along. You've been myopic. You have been short-sighted and have only believed what is in front of you. He says what Guru Ravi just described about Yogi Bhajan's demeanor, about his direction for her to come to solstice and then supplying. And then afterwards, after she committed, after she made that movement, after she bought in, then, he said, then the commitment could be fulfilled from their side, from his side. But before that, he says there was not the connection. There was not hooking in. He says, you must hook in. Wants to repeat that. You must hook in with each other. You must hook in with me, and I'm saying, who is me? He says, me is your God. He says, don't think that I'm so far away that you cannot reach me. He says, I am the same for all. He says, you are all my children. You all interpret yourself as individuals, but he said, did you know that you were all my manifestations? Let's see. And manifestation is kind of a third-party word that's not quite encapsulating it. He says, you are my projections. You are me living on Earth. There is no way you can escape it. You just heard that. And it's going to take you being rooted in this most kind and generous Mother Earth, in her energies, in her place, in her knowing. He says, please do that now. Put your feet in the earth. Breathe and put your feet in earth. He says, you do this with your mind. Your mind is the director of your energies. Your mind is your director of your energies. And if you get into fear, if you get into disruption, if you get into Holocaust mode, he says, you're going to lose it. You're going to break the circuit. He said, the circuit will not work if you do not first ground your energies. You must. You must ground, and hook deeply into the middle of Mother, into the heart of Mother. That's where you start. And he says, bring that up. He says, I reside at your heart. He says, I am all, yes. He says, but mission control is at your heart. He says, please place yourself in your heart so that you know who you are. Know who you are. He says, this is why people have called me, have called themselves children of God. He said, actually, they're not children. You are not children. He says, you, but you place yourselves at the feet of God. He says, now I want you to understand that you are the great connecting and manifesting mechanism of God. He says, you are my hands and feet on earth. You must understand that. You must, he says, get over the hurdle of believing. He says, just do it. He says, please place yourself in this most significant abscess. So I'm saying, why are you calling it an abscess? He says, because there is a rift in your consciousness. That rift is between who you think you are and who you really are. He says, you could play around with that rift for centuries and eons before. He says, you can't do that anymore. You cannot live in the abscess anymore. He says, this is the time that you must take the leap. And the leap is far beyond faith, even. The leap is to knowing. He says, you are the God. You are me. I am you. He says, there is no difference. In your meditation, you must understand that. You must know that. You must experience that. He says, so many people have lied to you, have bamboozled you, have kept you from knowing who you really are because they wanted you. They wanted your love. They wanted your money. They wanted control. They wanted power. And so these are the shenanigans that have kept you from understanding who you are. He says, throw them overboard now. He says, we can't afford that weight anymore. He says, their leftover flotsam and jetsam resides in your culture, in your, he calls it your continuous mind, resides in your continuing mind, which is something that we would call the culture, we would call it the collective. He says, it's baloney. It says it was there for a reason. Yes, it was for intimidation. It was for evolution and so on. He says you can't afford it anymore. You cannot afford those cheap shots anymore. He says, please be who you are. He says, don't whine about not being up to it. He says, don't grovel about, I could never be God. He says, it's a load. He says, that's a big load of crap. He says, you are. He says, so get used to it. Understand this. Be this. Just drop the old costume. He says, that's what being aware means. He says, being aware means allowing yourself to do this. He says, okay, let's do it. Jose, so he's asking you to sit straight, please. Sit straight. And somebody is moving papers around. You can press star 6. Okay, and breathe. Deep breath and let it fill your whole body and your whole mind. And allow yourself to be. Drop any other kind of short changing notions. Allow yourself to be. To be who you are. Don't try to make it happen. Just allow it to happen now. You are that oneness. You are that creature of light who is the one light. You are the resonance which is the creator and the created. Extraordinary. He says, don't worry about how you're separate from each other. That's silly. Don't worry about, oh, how am I unique against others' uniqueness? He says, drop it. Just trust that you, each one of us, are built in a certain very special way, like cogs in a machine that fit together. And now let, a cog has teeth, so it can fit into the other cogs. He says, allow those teeth to mesh. To interlace, interconnect, so that we become one organism. The organism of light, the organism that is God. Not of God, but is God. That's who you are. You have suffered by being alone, by believing that you were alone. It's not the truth. You've been living a lie. Shed the lie now. Shed the lie now. And experience. Know. Be. As you connect. As you connect, like all the cells in a body, allow yourself to connect, understanding that you are one organism. One organism. Allow the source of your thinking, your knowing, your interaction, acting, let it be. It's like switching, train tracks, switch from one line to the next. Or switching channels, switch to the channel that is from, that is the God source. That is you, that is us, that is the oneness. So these are not impenetrable little words anymore. They are the truth. They are the truth that you must live. They are the truth. The truth of who you are. It's as though you've had adoptive parents and now you have found who you really are, who your lineage is, what your birthright is. You have found your total siblings. You have found your family that is a oneness. It is a family of light. It is a family of love, and it is a family of power. Accept it now. You are of one heart, of one mind. That doesn't mean that you are robots. Far from it. You are absolutely organic. You are malleable. You dance. Your expressions originate from one voice and are expressed as many beautiful and incredible voices to create a harmony. Reside in your harmony. Let the harmony of others fill you. And let your harmony move out into the orchestra of the harmonies. Feel it, play it. Enjoy it. Be the purity and the oneness that can move the harmonies, move the light, move the vibration. Allow it to flow with greatness, with power, with purity, with groundedness, and pure flow of determination. This is your commitment. He says we can't diddle around anymore. It's too late for that. Allow this to fill your solar plexus. Fill your solar plexus, which is at your diaphragm. He said all those emotions that diverted you from this, insecurities, angers, not feeling up to it, he says, just be kind to them. Let them go back to sleep like little babies. He says, this is not their time anymore. Feel the blessing of it. And now let that blessing extend to your heart. Knowing that all hearts will be covered by this. All hearts will be included. What you call giving and receiving, this is the flow. The flow permeates each one. The flow permeates each one. So there's no more recognition between giving and receiving. It happens. It flows. All is simultaneous. All is balanced. Stay within that. He says there are going to be so many challenges to this. You must be rock solid in your flow. Rock solid in your flow. Allowing it, trusting it, knowing it. Again, if you break off from that trust, you are like one of a fire brigade who's gone catatonic and can't help in the know who you are. Be in the lifeline. Be in, he says, be in the shadow of glory because you are the shadow of glory, and that is because you are at your source. You are the impenetrable source of glory. know that. Breathe. And now, still with the energy of the solar plexus and of the heart, allow this energy, this oneness, to come up into the higher centers. And let it move, let it pulsate. He says, don't you know what your halo looks like? Halo is a shallow representation of what's really going on. He says that central nervous system, he says, is in total contact with this radiance, as is the rest of your body, but there is a concentration in your skull, in the centers of your skull, in the translating centers of your skull. That means translating to other dimensional energies. He says, allow that to pulsate. He says, this is real business now. This is not play around. Let me study it. Let me think about it. Let me contemplate about it. He says, we have passed through the doors of that time. That was the old time. Now it is simply to be it, to be who you are, to be the blessing of who you are. He says, we are one. He says, get over this individual stuff. Get over it. And we are the one God. We, all of us, we are the one God. Many different focuses, many different vibrations, but we are the one God. And he says, you can always reach back into Control Central and hang on. He says, like when you're on a streetcar, you hang on, or on a train. He says, when the ship is bouncing around, you hang on. So he says, reach back into the source with your energy. He says, there is a whole energy feeling. You are guided by that feeling. You reach back into Control Central, into the central power, the central knowing, and you hang on. You stay grounded. And you hang on to that central control of the God, of the pure essence. He says, you have to know this. You have to let others know this. And he says, I'm with you. He said, she's using the word he. That's not appropriate. But your language doesn't have an appropriate word. He says, I am the intelligence, and you are the intelligence. That's it. Breathe. And be light. Be the light, and connect. And inhale, and exhale, and breathe. Good. And now he's asking, who can either give clarification or ask for clarification? In other words, questions and comments. Anyone?
This is Gurama.
Yes, Gurama.
This morning while I was doing my meditation, I got a lot about healing circles, like mm-hmm. small and then, you know, increasing them. And then while you were just doing the meditation part today, I got this visual kind of a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like we send enough strands of the healing circles,
mm-hmm,
and include everyone, then it'll cocoon to create the transformation, you know, the butterfly thing.
Fabulous.
But
good.
We need lots of webs. We need a lot because,
yeah.
You know,
so are you going to do that? Are you doing that?
I'm doing that all the time, right?
Good, good. Keep up.
I made my little Facebook messages today. And yeah, it's good.
Excellent. Excellent. And keep up. And he says, by the way, he says you get fabulous messages. You must send out what I give you. You mustn't, and you must not hold back. You must not crimp yourself. People are
mm-hmm
starving for this, starving for it. And so if you have the ability to hear it, please send it out. And he says as people get it from all different directions, verbally, mentally, he calls it iconically, as it comes in all different directions, people will begin to get it. He says, as a human nature, you need repetition. He says, but for the people who can hear this, he says, go beyond the repetition and go succinctly, strongly, purely into the light, into this union, into this strength of union with one another, which is I. He says, we are the I, all of us. Okay, thank you, dear. Who else?
Dear Dion, this is Sadleen.
Hi, Sadleen.
Hi. I have a question about that healing circle because I'm also doing some healing circles this month, and I'm wondering if, you know, it sounds like what the Earth is going through is kind of this natural progression. So I'm wondering if we still should be sending healing to the Earth itself or more to the inhabitants of Earth or that both.
He says, what's the difference? He says, we're one organism. We are one organism. And to think that we are so different from Earth, from each other, he says, is the illusion. That's the abscess. Okay? So the healing goes to the clearing of that abscess. Okay? Is this making sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the clearing of the idea that we are less than God or that we struggle against God or that we fall at God's feet or that we are separate from each other or that we are separate from the earth, he says those are the illusions that must be healed.
Ooh.
Okay? And when you do your healing circles, he says, you tune in to me. And you have all of your people tune in to me. And he says, if you have to listen to this recording 10 times to get the idea in order to express that to your people, then please do it. He says, you are healing the abyss. You are healing the abscess. You are becoming the conduit for this multifaceted, multi-layered oneness. He says, think of one body. He says, every bit of it is differentiated, each with its own particular, you might call, duties or functions. He says, think of the one body as a total unity, the total oneness, the total God. Now he says, think of the liver. Is the liver separate? Think of the brain. Is it separate? Think of the different trillions of cells. Are they separate? No, they each have their functionality, but they express, they are the oneness. And he says the analogy of the body even does not totally express this oneness with differentiated functionalities. He says it actually is beyond our imagination to understand how it works. But thinking of this all as one body is a way to begin that. So what you are healing is healing the functionalities that are switched off, the functionalities that are not connecting, the functionalities that feel that they are down, that they are dirty, that they are separate, that they are alone, that they are suffering great pain and anxiety from generations, all of that. He says it's time to step out of that and not carry it forward, because those things, they become a cancer, they become shut doors in this flowing, in this connection. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question. Anybody else?
I just want to add that, you know, after I was doing some of that healing meditation this morning, you know, I thought, it doesn't seem like anything's happening, right? You're like, did that work? Did that do something? But it's on such subtle and deep levels that, you know, you may not even know, but you just have to keep doing it. And
that's right.
Don't even worry about what it looks like.
Exactly.
And you don't have to worry about if you've got an actual circle of people, human, you know, bodies. You just do it. You just do it. And afterwards, I have to say, even though I'm not a morning person, I felt so much lighter, and I could actually feel love. And when I saw people at school, I had, you know, more of a love surge towards everyone. I just thought, oh, and you, just like everyone. So
he says that's what it's all about. He says that was excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Okay? Thank you so much for that. Because even in eye blink, he says, you can't imagine how much it changes in the ethers. It expands, expounds. Is it a kind eye blink, or is it a judgmental one? You understand what I'm saying? It has the effect. It has the effect. He says, so stay with me. He says, I was hard on you today because I want you to go deeper. He says, at other times we're going to laugh and sing and dance, he says, but today I had to be hard so that you would understand the gravity of the situation. Okay? He says, it's pure love. Feel the pure love. That's the connection. He says, God is love. That's right. That's right. Okay, so God bless you all, and I'm looking forward to hugging next soon. Okay, so palms together, long deep breath. And understand the truth of this song. Kahar?
Okay. Inhale.
May the long night sun shine upon you. All love around you. That all you guide within you. Guide your way on. Guide your way on, guide your way on.
Inhale.
Namah.
hearts of everyone on this call and everyone in our universe. You can do it. Just be it. God bless you all. Talk to you next week. Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
Sat Nam.
Thank you. Sat Nam.